Four games of hoops on a Tuesday night. Arguably play of the year in the Pacers-Milwaukee game. Cleveland now has two 15-game win streaks this season and a 12-game win streak, which is almost unheard of. And Zion gets his second career triple-double. My name is Shlomo Stark.
My name is Levi Jacob.
And this is the NBA Daily Recap in 15 minutes or less. Game of the day, without a doubt, potentially game of the year, is Pacers-Bucks. Same record now, both 36 and 28. The 4 and the 5 seed in the East. This game was so great, so close throughout. I woke up a little bit in the night to watch it, then I fell asleep, so I did not get to watch that amazing ending. But here's how this game played out. I'm going to read this out to you because it's just, I wrote it down, absolutely insane. 20 ties, 19 lead changes with 5 minutes left in the fourth. So I took a screenshot because that's what the screen said, but there were probably more because the game kept going up and down. Anyway, with 5 minutes left in the fourth, there were 20 ties, 19 lead changes, and then down three. The Pacers inbounded to Tyrese Halliburton, who Hail Mary chucked it from the corner. Goes in, gets fouled, hits the free throw. Bucks don't score on the next play. Pacers win 115 to 114. Really, really exciting. I don't have any more thoughts on this game, but it was really cool. Levy, let's go. Give me some analysis.
This was Tyrese Halliburton's first game back after two games. I think he had
three
a
games,
hip,
yeah, hip injury.
He's okay now, obviously. Whatever, his shooting was whatever, but that last shot was
He wasn't
was
so
nuts.
Good statistically. It was 14 points, 10 assists. It wasn't like the Halliburton
it was
game.
Like even watching him, right. He still seemed like a little bit, you know, the gait was off. Also, not to be missed that Pascal Siakam had also a very solid game. I got to watch the beginning of this game.
You it have been weird hours, dude.
Yeah.
This game started like 3.
Did it?
2:30 maybe?
I think it started at 2.
Okay.
I wasn't saying, like, you know, the first half. I got, like, the beginning of the game.
Okay.
And, yeah, like, from the get-go, there was just a lot of, like, for most of the games last night, there was a lot of intensity. People are, like, feeling the pressure of the playoffs of, you know, everyone's trying to get their shine.
Right. Well, unless Detroit catches up, this is very likely the 4-5 matchup, which is a super exciting. The East has a really exciting first round besides, I would say, Cleveland, whoever they play, is going to be pretty lame. But Celtics, Hawks is, like, not boring because Trae Young...
No, that's a lot of fun.
Trae Young is just, like, known to, like, to bring the Celtics. I think the Celtics will win, but, like, they'll win by 7. Then Cleveland, whoever they play, is going to be really boring. But Knicks, Detroit is one of probably the most exciting first-round series in any
nasty.
In the East or West. Then you have Bucks Pacers. We just saw what that looked like. I'm very excited for East playoffs.
Yeah, they're gonna be fun.
Yeah. Next, gotta give props to the Cavs. I did it in the intro. They win 109-104. Darius Garland played well in this game. He scored 18 of his 30 points in the fourth quarter. They rallied. They were down, but they ended up winning 109-104. No Donovan Mitchell, but Jaren Allen and Evan Mobley both stepped up. Cleveland is 55-10, tying the 5th best start in NBA history. They have the best home record in the league of 30-4. They are the 7th team to win 55 of their first 65 games. Every other team won the championship except the Spurs in 2016, who lost in the second round. That was the year the Golden State Warriors were going 73-9. This Cleveland team is historic, and I still don't believe in them.
I'm not a believer to that extent of Cleveland. I don't think they're going to win the championship. I think they're a very good team. It'll be fun in the playoffs. Again, they also have a lot of depth. DeAndre Hunter didn't play this game. They're a really fun team to watch, Cleveland. Also, Jarrett Allen, former Net, had a very good game. This is an OG revenge game. Also, notably, they traded him for, like, nothing.
Durant, like, requested he leave for DeAndre Jordan.
Right. But still has a great afro. Still bringing the funk. But, yeah, it's the Nets. You know, right now this is not anything to write home about.
Next, Pelicans beat the Clippers 127-120. Zion, like, with his second career triple-double, 22, 10, and 12, 8 of 13 shooting, 6 of 6 from the free throw line. This Zion is a top 10 player in the league. This Zion is a second-team All-NBA. This Zion is an All-Star. I want this for 82 games. We have not had it yet for 30 games in a row. Maybe, I think 30 was the most before we got hurt. Why can't we just get this Zion?
I think it's the weight thing. I really do. Like, I think that obviously he's been able to, even if it's he's taking this game off for rest, that game off for rest, whatever, the conditioning is so much better and it's really showing. And I think also that he decided that he can pass. I kind of like this. And now he has his second triple-double in his career. And he's just been averaging more assists because he's like, oh, I can be on a basketball court and like not have to be as physical as possible and just like, you know, give it to Trey Murphy. Like, it looks great.
18 and 48 record. I'm nearing the Zion as a bust, but we're not there yet. But he's got to do something. I hope he goes to a different team, honestly. All right, next. Last game of the day. Pistons beat the Wizards 123-103. Pistons have been hot. Wizards are the NBA worst team. Cade Cunningham had 27 points, 10 assists. This was a very physical game. There were two flagrant fouls by the Wizards late. Rashawn Holmes, he was ejected in the fourth quarter because he threw an elbow on Asar Thompson. And a few minutes later, Marcus Smart was elbowed Tim Hardaway Jr.
So I watched the whole first half of this game. This didn't start then. This started in the first quarter. Cade picked up two fouls. There was a lot of like back and forth. Marcus Smart is, you know, the amount of, I'm going to sound like a grandmother, the amount of profanity that was picked up on the broadcast. He was dropping N-bombs. He was cursing people out. And they just like were streaming the whole thing. I was like, shouldn't someone be bleeping this? Like, it was so bizarre. But he was going after, there was a great, great part where they got into like a scuffle. Not a scuffle, but like whatever, like a disagreement.
Discussion.
Yeah. Yeah. Sure. And like they started shoving each other. And then Jordan Poole came over like, after there was like already like a, you know, a startup, and he shoved Jalen Duren, and Jalen Duren just looked at him like, who, like, are you joking? Like, I'm going to kill you, you know? It was a very intense physical game from the Wizards.
Good for them. 13 and 51, getting physical. Okay, that was the NBA recap in 15 minutes or less. I want to thank you, Levy, for coming on. I want to thank you, Max, for producing. I want to thank you for listening.